In the course of the visit by the distinguished President of South Korea to Iran, important agreements have been reached, and one of the important agreements is turning the commercial relations between the two countries into deep-rooted economic, strategic economic relations. In order to create this major development, South Korean companies are going to launch joint ventures with Iran and advance technologies will enter the country. In order to boost economic relations between the two countries, activities by the central banks and other banks will also offer credits, and necessary decisions have been made in this regard. There are numerous grounds for cooperation by the two countries, as well as South Korean entrepreneurs in Iran, and that includes oil and gas, and also mines and industries and other infrastructural sectors. In the meantime, both sides have decided to boost their commercial and economic relations. It's currently $6 billion. It's going to increase by threefold, hitting the figure of $18 billion. We call for peace and tranquility in the Korean Peninsula. And we basically oppose the manufacturing of WMDs. We will expand economic cooperation. We seek to boost economic investments with respect to energy projects and also infrastructural projects that are indicative of age-old relations. We are going to develop these projects, and we will also expand projects in the field of oil and gas, the railway system, construction of ports, and also water resources. In addition to this, we are going to cooperate in the field of medicine and health, and also construction of hospitals, and in the field of industries with value added, and IT, information technology, and new industries. We will further enhance our cooperation in these said fields. And also, we discussed the views of the South Korean government with respect to the nuclear issue. And also, recently adopted UNSC, also I also elaborated on the UNSC resolution that has been recently adopted. In addition to this, in order to have sustainable peace and tranquility in East Asia, emphasis was put on a peaceful atmosphere in the Korean Peninsula, and Iran has supported such an approach.